Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, October 21st. You'll be interested to know. 146 years ago, today in 1879, Thomas Edison successfully tested a practical incandescent light bulb that glowed steadily using a carbon filament and improved vacuum conditions. This achievement marked a major milestone in electric illumination, inspiring broad development of electric lighting systems and practical applications that transformed homes and industry. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2+ feet. Conditions stay consistent through the morning with light onshore, winds at 2 miles per hour. By the afternoon, expect the wave height to increase to 2 to 3 feet with choppy conditions as winds pick up to 8 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m. with a 6-foot high tide when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 14 seconds and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 6 feet, just before 9:30 a.m., followed by a 0-foot low tide, just before 4. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Waves start around 2+ feet on Wednesday, with clean conditions early and fair conditions later as winds pick up. Thursday sees a slight drop to 1 to 2 feet, maintaining clean conditions throughout the day. Friday holds steady at 2 feet, with fair conditions in the afternoon, making it the most consistent day of the period. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 66 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:12, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:05. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny weather today, with a high near 69 and a light west-southwest wind around 10. Tonight, expect patchy drizzle and fog after 5 a.m. with mostly cloudy skies, a low of 59, and a gentle west wind. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday morning starts with patchy drizzle and fog before 11 a.m., then turns partly sunny with a high near 66, and west winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 25. Night and Thursday begin with patchy fog before 11 a.m., then Thursday and Friday remain mostly to partly sunny, with highs around 68 to 70 and lows in the upper 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts! This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the city of Los Angeles has declared 8 properties in Pacific Palisades, including a mansion featured in the HBO show Succession, as public nuisances for failing to clear toxic fire debris by October 2nd. Property owners either opted out of federal cleanup programs or were deemed ineligible, and they must now remove the ash and rubble themselves or face city contractors who will clear the lots and send a bill. The Los Angeles Board of Building and Safety Commissioners voted that the fire debris posed a risk to public health and safety, pressuring owners to act swiftly. Gil Gaddy from the Los Angeles Department of Building and Safety stated that once a property is declared a public nuisance, owners have the right to abate it before the department solicits bids for cleanup. Now on to sports. The Toronto Blue Jays are heading to their first World Series since 1993, powered by George Springer's go-ahead 3-run homer In Monday's 4-3 victory over the Seattle Mariners in Game 7 of the American League Championship Series. World Series Game 1 will take place on Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Springer's seventh-inning blast set off a frenzied celebration at Rogers Center. Toronto now advances to face the Los Angeles Dodgers after overcoming a challenging series. And in football, the Lions remain competitive in the National Football League's toughest division, following a decisive victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Baker Mayfield struggled against Detroit, completing just 228 yards with an interception in a 24-9 loss. With this win, the Lions improved their record to 5 wins and 2 losses, sitting in second place in the National Football Conference North Division, trailing the Green Bay Packers by mere percentage points. The division has seen a remarkable 16 victories so far, with no team below a 500 record. Detroit's continuity and offensive strength make them a formidable contender this season. In local sports, LeBron James can grant the Los Angeles Lakers their wish with a surprising role change this season. As he approaches his 41st birthday, would he accept a lesser role if it led to more wins? LeBron has been the centerpiece of every team in the National Basketball Association for 2 decades. While some may scoff at the suggestion, embracing a glue guy role could elevate the Lakers to new heights. This means focusing on screening, secondary passes, and the defensive communication that enhances team dynamics. If LeBron accepts this shift, the ripple effects could define the Lakers' season. In top news, gone in 7 minutes is how the Louvre heist unfolded. France's crown jewels are missing, stolen from the world's largest museum in a plot straight out of a film script. It took less than 7 minutes to pull off one of the world's most spectacular heists. A gang of brazen burglars targeted the Louvre in broad daylight and fled with priceless jewels. The theft occurred shortly after the museum opened on the first weekend of the All Saints' Day holiday. Alarms were triggered, but the thieves managed to steal 8 items of priceless heritage value. Investigation efforts are underway, with about 60 investigators involved. The Minister of Culture stated that organized crime appears to be involved. In business news, Wall Street is starting to get a little defensive as utilities, healthcare stocks, and consumer staples lead the S&P 500 this month. These sectors tend to perform well regardless of economic conditions, with electricity, drugs, and groceries always in demand. However, investors are pulling back from more sensitive sectors, like regional banks and airlines, raising concerns about potential weaknesses. The recent market turbulence, fueled by trade war rhetoric, has investors worried, while major stock indexes remain close to record highs. Analysts expect strong corporate earnings growth, but caution that a sluggish labor market may impact consumer spending. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% to $108,000. Ethereum is down 4% to just under $3,900. And XRP is down 1% to $2.43. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Your browser sends a lot of information with each website you visit, which can be used to track you across the internet. You are constantly leaving your fingerprint all over the internet with personal information you share voluntarily and involuntarily. Most targeted advertising uses fingerprinting instead of cookies, allowing advertisers to track your behavior online without needing unique identifiers. There are no laws banning browser fingerprinting, but companies must comply with privacy regulations if they create unique identifiers. To enhance privacy, consider using browsers like Brave or Firefox, which offer fingerprinting protections. Entertainment news. Many of this year's buzziest films are struggling to profit at the box office. For instance, The Smashing Machine experienced a 70% decline in its second weekend, generating $18.8 million. Similarly, Roofman debuted with only $8 million. Box office analyst Sean Robbins notes that these prestige-type films have not created enough excitement. Warner Brothers spend over $130 million on one battle after another, which is projected to lose $100 million. Despite the challenges, analysts hope studios will continue producing varied films to boost attendance. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and philosopher, Will Durant. And he said, "Education is a progressive discovery of our own ignorance." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach.